Listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
Hello, you're listening to CJLO News.
Le Premier ministre du Canada et le futur Premier ministre du Canada, Mark Carney.
Allô? Oh. Merci.
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney spoke in Montreal last night, Thursday, March 27th, at a Liberal rally in Old Montreal. This event was part of the Liberal Party's campaign, with a federal election called for April 28th. Carney spoke for about 20 minutes and took no questions from press. His speech focused mainly on the economy.
Above all, we will build a new Canadian economy. We will build Canada strong.
The speech had a specific focus on the Trump administration's recent 25% tariffs on the Canadian auto industry.
We've had another day, another unjust, pointless, and irresponsible attack on Canada by President Trump. And this time, you know, it was steel and aluminum, still steel and aluminum. But this time he targeted our auto industry and the more than 500,000 hardworking, dedicated Canadians that it supports.
Outside of the event, on the street, a group of protesters from Vote for Palestine waved Palestinian flags. Here is one of the demonstrators, Bill Vandriel.
The genocide in Gaza has once again intensified. And I feel like, as a Canadian, I feel complicit in it.
Vote for Palestine is a group that sees the campaigning period as a time to have the issue of Palestinian statehood and a strong boycott for Israel in the political conversation.
Electorally, we don't really have much of an option at the ballot box that actually strongly opposes the genocide. And so I think actually it's incumbent on us, no matter who wins the election, to hold them accountable and to hold their feet to the fire, so to speak, to end the genocide that's happening in Gaza. And so I think what I would say is that, you know, whoever we vote for, that's one check mark on a piece of paper once every 4 years. That's not what makes change in society. But we do have the power to make change. When we go into the streets and we make our voices heard, we do have the power to make change.
Canada has restricted arms sales to Israel in light of their actions in Gaza, which have been condemned by human rights groups like the International Court of Justice and Amnesty International. But Canada still manufactures parts of fighter jets and weaponry that is sold to Israel.
There's really concrete things that could be that Canada could be doing to end the genocide. We could be imposing a real two-way arms embargo with oversight and enforcement. We could be recognizing the state of Palestine. We could be putting pressure on Israel and America to end the genocide.
Back inside the rally, CJLO News was able to ask Prime Minister Mark Carney directly if he supported a full arms embargo and stronger sanctions against Israel. He dismissed the question and security intervened. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Hello, 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 hello. Good evening. My name is Sonam. You are now listening to Brave Little Emo Girl. I almost missed my bus getting here, but I didn't because I was so determined to come in and play you guys some excellent tunes tonight. We got some kind of a more chill episode tonight to ease us into the kind of folk-centeredness of April. We got some pretty twinkly stuff tonight, some nostalgic songs for me, starting off with a childhood classic of mine, Absent Stars by Year of the Rabbit. I hope you guys enjoy, and I hope you're enjoying this nicer weather, Montreal. It was above 5 today. I'm feeling so, so grateful. And I'm feeling so grateful for you for listening in. Have a good one. My name is Sonam. You're listening to Brave Little Emo Girl on CJLO 1690 AM, Concordia's one and only radio station. We just heard Absent Stars by Year of the Rabbit. That's a very like childhood song of mine, very vivid in my mind. And it's the same guy from Failure, which is a great band. This is like me realizing half of my... Like, growing up is just adopting the same music taste as your dad and realizing the whole time that, like, oh, he knew what he was talking about. I'd love to do an episode of just, like, my childhood music, because I think it will, one, make a lot of, like, provide a lot of context, and two, I think it's kind of not, like, what most people, even, like, you know, the other people, the other art kids with weird dads, like, even, no, they don't got nothing. Nothing on mine. After that, we heard Carrie by Newgrounds Death Rugby. Really good album. I love the vocals. Up next, we have What I'm Feeling by Mint Green, Our Bipolar Friends by Johnny Foreigner, and then Get in the Robot by Ogbert the Nerd. I got a lot of songs tonight, so I'm not going to spend too much time yapping away. Take it easy, yeah. Keep listening, please. It's good for you.
CJLO is putting on a show. On Friday, April 4th, join us at Maison Montreal for a show celebrating our brand new folk music programming month, New Roots. With sets by local artists Girl With Dream, Hanako, and Holly McLaughlin, you won't want to miss this night of intimate singer-songwriter performances. Tickets are on sale now. For more information, check out CJLO on Instagram at CJLOMTL and at CJLO.com.
I once had a dream that I was eating a peanut butter and tuna fish sandwich, and let me tell you something, it was delicious. So the next day, I decided to make that sandwich. And in real life, it is disgusting. It is a disgusting sandwich. And the reason I tell you this story, pick up the phone, just...
Hi, this is Dreamscapes, and we want to eat that disgusting sandwich because we're a show about dreams and we don't think that dream sandwich is disgusting at all. So yeah, you should be calling us to tell us about your dreams and your dream sandwiches. And if you do want to call in, the number's 514-848-7471. And we're on CJLO Mondays at 4 p.m. And we don't think your dream is weird at all. It sounds really good, actually.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Somewhere is already part of you, and all I can ask.
Just heard Getting the Robot by Ogbert the Nerd. I love that band name. That's a great, great band name. You're listening to Brave Little Emo Girl. I am your host, Sonam. And before that, you heard Our Bipolar Friends by Johnny Foreigner. I've had that song on my playlist for like all of last March, and it's really good. And that's a really good album. Everyone should listen to it. And same with What I'm Feeling by Mint Green. That's such a nice, lovely, very spring song. And speaking of spring songs, next week I'm very excited because I'm also going to be participating in the station-wide like folk focus for April. So next week is going to be like very folk adjacent, and hopefully I get to I'm going to try and continue that throughout the month of April because I listen to quite a lot of folk. Like that's probably one of my main genres I listen to besides whatever all of this is. But honestly, like it's the same stuff over and over again. So I'll get to show you some of my favorites. Yeah, I'm very excited. April is going to be a very good and exciting month. You know what else is exciting? What we have up next. So up next, we got Reports by Swimming. The new album by Swimming is really good. They're a, I think, I do not want to get this wrong, but it's their Nova Scotia band, I believe. They're great, and we've been playing them a lot on the station lately, and I'm going to keep playing them. There's a lot of really great albums that have either just recently come out or are about to come out, and it's honestly overwhelming, but in a good way. So we got Reports by Swimming up next, and then we have Dating Advice by the Outfield Clovers. This is a very nostalgic song for me. And then after that, we have the Audio Tree version of Golden Green by Slaughter Beach Dog. Anyways, I'm going to let it rip. I don't got anything more I need to say.
We'll be right back.
You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Sonam. You just heard Golden Green by Slaughter Beach Dog, but the Audio Tree version. Ooh, hands applauding right now for Audio Tree. Love Audio Tree. Love what they do. Can't get enough of it. Before that, you heard Dating Advice by the Outfield Clovers. That song is very distinctly June, May and June of 2023 for me. I listened to that song a ton. And before that, we had Reports by Swimming, new album of Newfoundland band. They are Newfoundland. I said Nova Scotia. I need to write my wrongs. Newfoundland. Really good album. Check it out. The closer is really good. I love a good 7-minute like closer on an album. Shout out to my cousin Emma. She's listening right now. And I really appreciate her and my grandma listening on this wonderful evening. I appreciate everyone listening, but it's always nice to know that people are listening. If you're listening, you should follow me on Instagram at Brave Little Emo Girl. I post about the show, and I'm also planning some stuff artistically under like connected to that. Trying to make a zine happen. And I would love to keep it going. So if you're an artist, let me know. Because if I could do like a collaborative zine with a bunch of people, that would be incredible. Speaking of incredible, I had an incredible day today. The weather was lovely. It was warmer than it's been, but it was very gloomy and rainy, which made me really, you know, I love the rain. I have not been so happy to see the rain like in such a long time. And I just painted all day. Like finals as an art major are very much the worst and also like not the worst. It's the worst because it's finals and because, you know, you have a 4-foot painting that you only have 2 weeks to do, but also you get to paint and you get to see all of your like progress from the year and you get to wrap up like loose ends conceptually, and it can be kind of fun. I am very excited though to have like summer happening soon, summer weather, summer break. Need that right now. I also need to keep playing some songs. We've got a good amount left. I don't know, not really. I'm not going to run out, but up next we have Vermont by Fail Better, Heal Faster. After that, we're going to have In Due Time by Fox Lake, Winnipeg band. And then after that, All Things Ordinary by The Anniversary. So let's get cracking.
We'll be right back. Concordia Relay for Life is going all out for our final event of the year, Petals of Courage. On April 4th, come out to the chapel on Loyola campus for a flower-themed day of friendly competition, community building, and exciting giveaways. From 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., teams will face off in a series of challenges and fun activities, and all proceeds go to the Canadian Cancer Society. You'll also get a free t-shirt, food, and drinks for just $15. Follow at Concordia Relay for more details.
Do you love hip-hop and R&B? Is your Thursday afternoon lacking groove? I'm DJ Samuel D. Roberts, and I got you covered. Listen to my show, Whip Appeal. I'll be playing hip-hop bangers, R&B slow jams, and everything in between from Canada and around the globe to groove up your Thursday afternoon. Listen to Whip Appeal, Thursdays at 2 p.m. CJLO 1690 AM.
Chapel Brown, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. My mama said nothing good happens when it's
late and you dance anymore. Hello, hello. You are listening to Brave Little Emo Girl on CJLO 1690. My name's Sonam, and you just heard Vermont by Phil. Actually, no, you just heard In Due Time by Fox Lake. I can't believe I almost lied to you. I'm so sorry. You just heard In Due Time by Fox Lake. Amazing Canadian emo band. Really great, like, albums. They got really good stuff. Really good stuff. Before that, you heard Vermont by Fail Better, Heal Faster. I love the bass line in that when it comes in, and then, like, the slowdown at the end. Like, those two things get me in songs. They get me. Gosh. Sometimes liking music is just so exhausting because there's so much good stuff and so little time. We're kind of winding down the show for tonight. Got a couple more songs. But before the show closes out, I just learned today that it's Trans Day of Visibility. And I would just like to say, all of my trans homies, I love you and I see you. And I think that today is a very good time to reflect on, like, for me, I always think about how distinctly gender is tied to both time and place. Like, it is culturally and historically tied all together. You have to look at it with that lens. That's something that I do a lot in my schoolwork. I'm studying art history, and You can't disconnect these social ideas and expectations from their time period. You know, gender for us today, what we think of, is so different than 100 years ago, than like the Victorian era. There was many different words back then, many different labels, and then even them, like 100 years before them, it was incredibly different. Yeah, and I think that's just really important to think about, especially when we are living in times. Anyways, we are going to listen to All Things Ordinary by The Anniversary next. Really great album. I suggest everyone listens to it. After that, we have Baseball by Golfer, another Canadian band. And after that, Soggy Picture by Alec Arms, another Canadian band, because here we care about Canadian music, especially me. If you have any good, Canadian emo requests, you should follow me and send me a DM, because I will play it. I am always looking for more. I am one thirsty, brave little emo girl. Good night, everyone. I hope you have a wonderful sleep, great dreams, go to bed early, drink some water, brush your teeth. Good night.